Hello, my name is John Dade and I work at the University of Leicester and I'm a member of Holy Trinity Church, Leicester. Our reading today is taken from Luke chapter 19, verses 45 to 48. When Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it, because all the people hung on his words. Jesus was clearly perplexed at what was going on here in the temple courts. Luke gives a briefer account of this occasion compared to the other Gospels, which tell us he turned over the tables of the money changers. Throughout Old Testament times, Israelites would bring animal sacrifices at the temple. This would enable them to obtain God's forgiveness and acceptance. So what was going on here? Selling animals to sacrifice to money changing or currency exchange. In first century Jerusalem, both were actually quite normal. People had travelled far and wide to come and bring their sacrifices, but actually it was easier to sell an animal at home and then bring the proceeds to the temple and buy another one there to sacrifice. Also, there were many currencies around at the time in Palestine, but there was only one currency that was acceptable in the temple. So money changing was also quite normal. However, the trouble was the money changers would charge exchange rates, interest. Also, they developed a practice whereby people could actually deposit money and that money could be lent out to others at interest. Both of these practices were prohibited in Jewish law, were prohibited in the book of Leviticus. So this marketplace, this preoccupation with money and profit had invaded God's sacred space. It took attention away from its divine purpose as a house of prayer, a place to meet with God. In 21st century Britain and Leicester, we've come out of our large buildings this last year to meet in homes and in smaller numbers at that. We've had to recreate and be very creative in forming that new sacred space. But how do I apply this account to me personally in my life today? What is my divine purpose? Our divine purpose, or as the Westminster Catechism puts it, our chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. We all have the capacity to create that sacred space within us. However, like that first century temple, that sacred space can be invaded and its divine purpose lost. Well, what invades my sacred space? What preoccupations may contribute to the loss of my divine purpose? Well, this finance, whether it's enough or not enough. There's possessions. All of these have the capacity to obstruct and get in the way of my own sacred space. It's not that these things are wrong, but it's about recognising they can do this. They can get in the way of my relationship with Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father. Does this ever happen? Sure it does. And it requires me to be intentional about my actions. So let us pray. Forgive us, Lord, when we allow our 21st century lifestyle to distract us from prayer and worship. We want to free ourselves of the things that invade that sacred space and stop us from serving you wholeheartedly. Help us to engage afresh with our divine purpose. Amen. So I know we're just a few days into 2021, but Happy New Year, and let's create some sacred space.